Welcome back to another episode of the Whole Person Podcast. If you're like me, a man who is broken and looking for wholeness and peace and healing, you're in the right place. And today, we get to talk to a newer friend of mine, Pastor Robert. And one of the things that I love about Robert Bass is not only is he a pastor, he's also a speaker and author. But overall, just a really good person who cares about the emotional, mental, and spiritual health of the individual. And the reason why I wanted him on the podcast is because he was more interested in you, the listener, than promoting himself. And that's something that I really found refreshing when people asked to come be on the show. And him and his wife, Cameron, they founded Redeemed on Purpose as a business, which is dedicated to helping families with resources to live a healthier life. He's authored 3 books, with some of the most recent ones called Hidden Fruit, which we're going to be talking a little bit about today. And at the end of it all, what I want you to get out of this is that not only do you have a plan and a purpose for your life, but how we can also, as men, step a little bit further into living out the fruits of the Spirit. Welcome to the show. Pastor Robert, how are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Good. Well, thank you again. And, you know, leading into this, I've been really intrigued by your work because it's something similar that I'm in the process of working on. And so you help people and families find their purpose. And I think so many people nowadays are struggling with what that is. There's a lot of ideas, a lot of gifts that we come to the table with. But breaking it down into action steps and even what it is of our giftings is something that's vitally important. So today, what are some of the things our listeners can do to find out what their giftedness is? In addition to that, maybe also what their purpose is.
Yeah, it's good. I was taught in so many leadership speaking events and classes that I would take, they would use this phrase, begin with the end in mind. So what is your goal? Where do you want to be? And I feel like it's really good advice, but so many times we want to start off with knowing, oh, I want to reach this destination and I will find my purpose when I reach a destination, when I reach a goal, when I achieve something. And so, but really our purpose is found through relationships, and more specific, our future, our hope, our purpose is found in our relationship with God. And so many times we try to start with finding our purpose with the goal that we're trying to achieve. Like you mentioned, I've been able to write a book, been blessed to now write 3 books. And it can be easy to be like, well, I want to be an author. I want to be a successful author. I want to sell X amount of books, and that's my purpose. And when I achieve that, then I've achieved my purpose. But believe it or not, I'm currently an author, and so I am achieving my purpose. And therefore, hence, I've had these amazing opportunities to be on this podcast to share with listeners. And so even though I'm on a podcast sharing about the book, I'm still achieving my purpose in helping and impacting other people's lives. So it would be easy for me to say, oh, I'm achieving my purpose when I've written the book or when I'm doing author things, right? But that kind of puts me in a box. It kind of limits me. So I try to help people understand you got to find your purpose through relationships first. Yeah. So when I focus on my relationships, I then have more freedom. And I think this is a key that I wanted to share today is freedom. I have the freedom to walk in my purpose in a bunch of different ways instead of having my purpose defined to this one little box that either makes me successful or not successful.
So I'm pausing. I'm going to do something a little different today for those of you that are listening to Robert. I'm struggling with anxiety in the moment. And normally what I would do is say, hey, let's redo this at a different time. But I'm going to go through it, and I'm just going to be real, and we'll see what happens. Because so much of what you're saying is a lot of what I'm struggling with. And out of that comes a lot of anxiety for me. While I feel like I know what my purpose is, and what I want to do, there's this part of me that feels like it's unattainable. And that I have to have those things to have a life of significance. And without those things, it feels very insignificant.
Yeah.
And I think out of that is why I struggle, at least some of the time, or half or most of the time, with anxiousness, with anxiety, with high heart rate. And so it's a spiritual and mental thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know where to go from here, but I thought I'll just be open and be vulnerable. So I'll just let you kind of lead at this point.
I appreciate you sharing, you know, because, you know, our hope, the reason I love my relationship with God, the reason I love being a pastor is because I don't have to depend on my own strength. I don't have to depend on what I'm capable of, that I know that I have a God that loves me, that wants a relationship with me, and that is there to walk with me. This is what's so beautiful about being a Christian is Jesus promised us the Holy Spirit. He promised a helper, a comforter, to give us strength. I was just reading today out of John 14:15, and Jesus says that he will give us, right, a helper, that he will give us someone that can be there for us. And I love the way he ended it. He says, I will not leave you orphans. This is what Jesus says. I will not leave you orphans. I will come. And so he's promising us that we're not going to be alone, that we're not going to be abandoned, that we're not going to be left out somewhere without hope, without strength. And so he's promised to be with us. And I know a lot of times in my life, just knowing that someone's there with me to walk with me through something, that I'm not really alone, brings me hope. Yeah. You know, I don't always have the answers. I don't always have to have it figured out. But, you know, in a lot of scenarios, that is my role as a pastor, is just to be there with people, to remind them that God loves them, that he's there with them. I have no special power, right? I have no super nice formula, right? I have the words of God that I lean on for my hope. Therefore, I'm there to comfort and encourage people to do the same. And so in a lot of scenarios, this brings me a ton of hope, knowing that I don't have to have it all figured out by myself. And that brings me a ton of peace, right? It just really does. Because in times where I have no idea what I'm doing, in times where I don't know what to say on a podcast, right? Where I have no idea where this direction's going, it's like, okay, God, where do you want to lead? And it's amazing how many times through my being humble and submitted to just ask for help, right? To just say, hey, God, I need your help in this moment, is amazing how much better it turns out than when I try to have all these great plans, all these great agendas and stuff all figured out and have it done in my strength.
Yeah. Well, God, I'm going to ask for your help in the moment right now, because the way my nervous system feels, the heart rate, normally is the spot where I give up and I go lay down. but I don't want to give in to the fear of anxiety, the fear of not being good enough, or that what I'm doing isn't big enough. And God, I ask you to lead this episode because I am struggling.
Amen. Amen. I want to share some scriptures, Evan. You know, I always pray before every podcast, kind of practice what I preach, right?
Yeah.
Ask God to where does he want to take things? And believe it or not, God gave me a lot of scripture for this podcast today. Usually I get like one scripture and kind of a guiding thought, but I got a lot of scripture today. You know, I've already shared out of John 14, verse 15, but I also got Galatians 5:1. And it's where he talks about it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Therefore, stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. And so, you know, to keep things in context, he's begins to talk about the things that bind us as things of the flesh, right? Things that we want to do, things that we desire to do, hopes and aspirations that really have more to do with us than it does God. I believe God has given us gifts and talents. I believe he has gifted us. His Holy Spirit gives us to strengthen us to make a difference in this world. I strongly believe that. But sometimes we can take that and we can internalize it and make it about us. We can say, oh, well, I've got to do this, or this is about me and my hopes, my desires, and my dreams. And I believe that is one of the things that puts us under what he's talking about, a yoke of slavery, is I've got to do this. Jesus actually says, my yoke is easy, and my burden is light, right? So what is he talking about there? What is this yoke example? It's following him. It's doing the things that he has asked us to do. I mean, without a yoke, how would they plow the ground, right? So you had to have a yoke. You had to have things that were going to help keep things in order and things straight. But it's not meant to be a burden. It's not meant to be something that weighs us down. And so he continues in Galatians 5 to talk about the things that weigh us down in this life. And he breaks those things down. Selfish desires. You see the lust of the flesh in there a ton of times. You see anger. You see selfish ambition throughout these. I'm trying to quote some of these by memory here, but you can read them in Galatians chapter 5 as he begins to tell you what are the things that are going to keep you bound and in a yoke of what he calls slavery. But it's being bound, really, by our mind, because these aren't things that you're physically bound by. It's things that you desire that you're being bound with in our mind. But what I love is he doesn't leave us like that. Where does he take us? He takes us right into the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I mean, he just says, you know what? You could be bound by these things. You could be tied up. You could, you know, that's what the devil wants. He just wants us so bound and tied up by things that we feel hopeless and we don't do anything. But he goes, guess what? God is there with us to strengthen us, to give us hope. And that's when he flows right into the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians 5, 22. And I believe there's freedom in these verses because there's hope. And so Galatians 5, 22, he says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. He continues to say, against these things, there is no law, right? So he's kind of hinting back again that there's not that yoke. There's not that burdensome that he's talking about. To those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified their flesh and desires. That's another hint to what he was talking about, the things that bind us, that keep us bound. And so I believe there's so much hope in these scriptures. I believe he's trying to remind us that in spite of what we feel, in spite of what we go through, that he's there. to strengthen us, that we're not alone, and that we can experience the fruit of his presence.
Awkward silence.
It's all right.
What you're saying is so true, is oftentimes I know I struggle with feeling like I have to carry the weight of whatever I feel like God has called me to, or the weight of being a good father and husband. And yes, I have responsibility, but at the end of the day, it's an act of surrendering more of who I am and coming in alignment with him than it is trying to make things happen in and of my own accord.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's tough, right? If we can be honest, it's tough to surrender and depend on God versus figure it out by ourselves. You know, it is tough. But I think surrender, there's an art to surrender. I think we have to learn how to surrender and depend on his strength. And so I truly believe that we can't depend on our strength and God's strength at the same time.
Yeah.
We're depending on one or the other, right? And that's tough. Paul talks about to walk with the Spirit. And so hand in hand, right, learning to walk with God, to know that he's there with us, to know that he's there to strengthen us, is a very real thing. It is the art of surrendering and trusting in him to help us in a time of need, in a time of greatness. I believe one of the most dangerous things in our walk with God is knowing what to do, is having the wisdom to do something, but yet still ask God for the answer. You know, it's to see a scenario and say, I know what to do there, but yet to still seek God. And there's one of my favorite passages where David went to fight the Philistine army and he asked God if he could go and fight them. And God says, yes, if you go, you will defeat them. And so he goes, he defeats them, they run off. And then after a while, they come back. And so David once again asks God, God, should I go and fight them? And this time God says, no. He actually tells David and the army to go hide in the trees. And as the army passes them, they come from behind them and ambush them. And the reason that passage amazes me is because David already had asked God, right? He already had, if you want to say, permission from God to fight the army. So he'd already asked once. He had already won once. But yet when the scenario happened again, David sought God again. He sought God's wisdom again, even though he could have easily have said, well, God's already gave me that answer. God's already told me what to do. And so I feel like in our life, we can easily fall to that trap. It's like, hey, I already know how to overcome this, right? I've already been through that. I've already done that. I've already won those battles. I've already fought that fight. I've already overcame. And it could be easy to say, I know how to deal with this, or I know how to win this, so we don't seek his help in a new way. But I believe what God does in our life is it's like peeling an onion, is God removes layers from our life one thing at a time, and he's constantly digging deeper into our life because he's removing the things that we've been through in our life. He's removing the trials and the setbacks and the disappointments and the abuse and all these different things. God's removing those things one layer at a time. And so when God's already dealt with a layer, we need his wisdom to continue to dig and to continue to go deeper with him, because God wants a deeper relationship with us. And so for anybody who has kids, as your kids mature, your language with your kids change. you begin to talk to them differently. You begin to educate them in different ways. My son's 13. I'm not going to teach him to drive yet.
Yeah.
It's not time. It'd be scary. But there will come a time in a few years where I will teach him. But now is just not the time, even though he may want to. It's just not the time yet. And so that's how God works with us also in our life, is he's bringing us to a deeper, closer relationship with him one step at a time as we grow, as we heal, and even as we mature as Christians. And so I just want to encourage everybody listening, even though you may know how to overcome something, even though you may know how to win that battle, and do what God's called you to do, I want to challenge you to continue to seek him, to go deeper, to seek his wisdom in a new way.
You know, I think at the end of the day, we talked about how to find your purpose, and to kind of bring this full circle before we close. Our real purpose is to know how to live a life of surrender.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell people, you know, in a good relationship, one person is listening while the other person's talking. If you're both listening, it's not a conversation. And if you're both talking, it's not a conversation, right? It's an argument. And so a healthy relationship, one person has to be listening. Therefore, that is surrender. And I feel like a lot of times in our walk with God, we do a lot of the talking. We do a lot of the acting. We do a lot of the, you know, feedback. And we do less listening and surrendering to what God has to say about it.
Robert, man, thank you for coming on to the show today and carrying this episode. It was different for sure, but I'm really grateful that we continued with it. So thank you. Where can people follow you at?
Yeah, you can find me on social media at Robert A. Bass on all the social media platforms. And you can even get a copy of my new book, Hidden Fruit. You can get that by going to the website at hiddenfruitbook.com, or also Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or any of the other major retailers.
That's awesome. Robert, thank you so much for coming on today and helping me not only through this episode, but just pouring into my heart right now, because, you know, I didn't anticipate this coming into the podcast, but when it happened, I didn't want to hide. I didn't want to retreat. I wanted to face it head on, and this was extremely helpful. So thank you.
Amen. Thank you for allowing me to share.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon.